The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 251. Leon was shocked to feel that the spiritual energy at the peak of the mountain was already almost completely drained. Thankfully, he did not need to train on Mist Cloud Mountain, so it was fine even if the spiritual energy was drained. Furthermore, spiritual energy was not something that would not come back. In less than 3 months, the spiritual energy on the peak of Mist Cloud Mountain would recover. Not using it was just a waste. After gathering the morning dew, Leon started to leave the mountain. Now that he dealt with the procurement of materials and the dew, the problems with production would be resolved as well. The most important part of those products were the dew. Leon planned on naming the morning dew Spirit Dew. He would be the sole person capable of producing them, just like how many food products had exclusive suppliers. That way, as long as he controlled the Spirit Dew, no other cosmetic companies would be able to try and mimic their products. That would ensure that the company kept an exclusive hold of its products, which would greatly benefit the company's future development. It probably would not take long for the company to use those exclusive cosmetics to jump into the ranks of high-end brands or even international brands. In the company, Iris called Leon into her office. When Leon arrived, Ashvin gave Iris a work report. After Ashvin's report, Leon asked, "Miss Young, what did you need me here for?" "Oh, I just wanted to ask you how the production of the cosmetics is going. The last batch that was sent to the WIC group has been destroyed. I hope there won't be any problems with this batch," Iris said. "Just the first batch front the company to the WIC group caused such problems, and the WIC group still waited for products, so Iris was a little anxious. I was about to report on the matter. The factory needs more materials and Spirit Dew. I've already handled the Spirit Dew. As for the procurement of herbal medication, last night Leon was about to mention his agreement with the Shear Group, but Ashvin interrupted him before he could even finish. "Miss Young, procurement is my job. Don't worry, I have some connections with Life Pharmacy. I'll do my best to quickly handle the materials. It won't affect the factory's production at all." Ashvin slapped his chest and said. That, Leon had a stunned look on his face, realizing that raw materials were Ashvin's job. To guarantee that production would continue, he forgot to notify Ashvin. He accidentally overstepped. "All right, Mr. Mercer, you'll be in charge of this then," Iris nodded. It was Ashvin's job anyway, so Ashvin would naturally be responsible for it. "Miss Young, hold on," Leon felt very awkward. He already discussed the matter of procuring herbal medicines with Cynthia the day before. As long as the company gave the money, the Shear Group would issue the goods. Both sides already signed the agreement. Yet, Iris handed the task over to Ashvin. How was he going to tell Cynthia? "Leon, what is it? Do you need anything else for production?" Iris asked curiously. "That. It's actually not about production, but the herbal medicines," Leon's head hurt. He did not know where to start. After all, he already had a conflict with Ashvin 2 days ago after interfering with production, and even took over Ashvin's responsibility in the end. Chapter 252. If Ashvin found out that he overstepped and interfered with procurement as well, Ashvin would be furious. What exactly do you want to say? Why are you being so hesitant? Iris looked at Leon strangely, not understanding what Leon tried to do. I wanted to say that the Shear Group is the biggest provider of herbal medicines in Springfield City. We should look to work with them. There's no need to work with Life Pharmacy, Leon mustered the courage to say. Even though he did not like Ashvin that much, he still felt bad that he kept on overstepping and taking away Ashvin's responsibilities. If Ashvin agreed to work with the Shear Group, he could just give Ashvin the contract he signed last night. Then, the contributions would be Ashvin's. Then, he would not have overstepped, and he would be able to give Cynthia an explanation. You sure are putting things lightly. Even though working with the Shear Group is the best choice, we're a cosmetic company, not a medical or pharmaceutical company. We don't need that many herbal medicines. The Shear Group is the biggest supplier in Springfield City. They specialize in moving large quantities for the companies that need it. How could they bother with a small client like our company? Ashvin sneered, looking at Leon like an idiot. The Shear Group controlled the biggest market share of herbal medicines in Springfield City and a few neighboring cities. They only supplied large quantities or served high-end customers. Their prices are comparatively lower, but they usually did not even care about million-dollar contracts. Life Pharmacy was a smaller, scale operation and had a lot of smaller customers. Even though their prices were higher, Elegante's current needs meant they had to work with Life Pharmacy. There's nothing impossible about it. I talked to the Shears last night. They're willing to work with us. Leon smiled slightly, he could already see how Ashvin would explode in anger. Yet, he never expected that Ashvin was just stunned, not even showing any anger. What? You talked to the Shears? You must be kidding. Ashvin said snidely. Just like the Youngs, the Shears were also one of the four big families in Springfield City. Even if the Youngs were the ones asking, the Shears might not even entertain them, let alone Leon. He did not think that Leon was capable enough to make the Shears do anything. I'm not joking, I'm speaking the truth. Leon said seriously. Please, do you think the Shears will work with us just because you said so? Who do you think your family opened the Shear Group? Ashvin smiled in disdain. Think you are? Do after that? He seemed to think of something. That's right, I almost forgot. During the celebration banquet, Ariel said that the Imperial Green Necklace was given to you by the Shears. It looks like you're quite close to them. Mr. Wolf, are you a disciple of the Shears, or maybe even a part of the Shears? Why isn't your name Shear, then? How strange. Ashvin's tone was incredibly strange. He was completely making a mockery of Leon. Mr. Mercer, I might not be part of the Shears, but they did agree to work with us. We've even already signed the agreement, Leon said calmly. Oh, is that so? Everyone knows how to brag, but you sure are amazing at it. Since you said the agreement's already signed, then take it out and show us. I want to know where you got your courage from. Ashvin laughed. Chapter 253. I can definitely show you the agreement, but we'll have to make a bet first. Leon said calmly. What bet? Ashvin asked. You don't believe I have an agreement with the Shear Group, right? If I manage to produce an agreement, then don't bite me. Leon knew that he overstepped his responsibilities, so he preemptively shielded himself from Ashvin. He did not want Ashvin to get angry and bite him in the back. Why would I bite you for no reason? You're crazy. Ashvin's expression was incredibly sour. He thought that Leon tried to mock him. All right, you said it yourself. Don't go back on your words. Leon was elated. Ashvin fell right for it. Ashvin waved it off, not wanting to bother wasting time with Leon. He said, "What if you can't produce the agreement? Then you can do whatever you want." Leon said firmly. "All right, it's a deal." Ashvin was incredibly happy, looking like he already won. His smile was incredibly wide. "Leon, did you get the contract or not? Stop stalling for time." Iris glared at Leon in annoyance. She knew that Elegante was not a pharmaceutical company, so they did not need that much in terms of herbal medicines. With the Shear's wealth and power, they would not bother working with Elegante Group. She knew Leon's background well. He was no one notable, and there was no way he was related to the Shears. She did not think that Leon would be able to move the Shears unless it was a miracle. "I did. The contract is right here." Leon took out the contract from his bag and handed it to Iris. Iris looked over the document, and her face was full of disbelief. "Why, you actually managed to secure the Shear Group's cooperation?" "What?" Ashvin was shocked when he heard that. He hurriedly looked over the documents and was stunned in place. How is that possible?" Ashvin was dumbfounded. He never would have dreamed that Leon would actually obtain the agreement. He felt his belief starting to shake. Could Ariel have been right during the celebration banquet? Leon really was related to the Shears? Leon was just a nameless orphan, how could he be related to the Shears? That was unbelievable. Ashvin's face was incredibly dark, and he suddenly forgot that Leon overstepped. "Leon, how did this happen? Why did the Shears agree to work with us for no reason?" Iris snapped back to reality. Her face was full of disbelief. "It's like this. I went to the Antiqua flea market a while ago, and happened to pick up an Imperial Green. Elder Shear really liked that Imperial Green, and I couldn't stop his request, so I sold it to him. To thank me, he agreed to give one necklace to me after he carved the stone," Leon explained, briefly telling Iris about the story. "As for healing Benedict's wife, it was unrelated, so he did not mention it." "You managed to get an Imperial Green? Aren't you just too lucky?" Iris was shocked. Even though Ariel confidently said that the Blue Star of the Sea was from the Shears, Iris was always skeptical since Imperial Greens were so valuable and rare. She felt like Leon might be making some things up. After all, Leon was completely unrelated to the Shears, so why would they give him something so valuable for no reason? Chapter 254. After listening to what happened, Iris was already sure that the Blue Star of the Sea was genuine. Most importantly, the Blue Star of the Sea was something incredibly valuable. Leon was not someone with that much money or power, but was willing to give something so amazing to her. Her heart was always like a cold lake, but the lake suddenly had a few ripples on it. It's not just being lucky, it's absolutely crazy. Ashvin's face soured. He wondered what kind of relationship Leon could have with the Shears. He finally understood that it was just that Leon happened to be lucky enough to get to know Benedict. Leon ignored Ashvin and continued, "Yes, it's because of that, that I got friendly with Elder Shear. I gave him a call last night and told him that the company needed some materials, and he agreed to work with us, so that's the case. You did very well. It looks like I made the right choice letting you join the company." Iris had a smile on her face as she praised Leon. When she arranged for Leon to join the company back then, she was actually a bit worried. She was worried that Leon would cause trouble in the company using her name. Yet, it seemed that she overthought things. Leon first managed to secure the cooperation of the Wick Group, then developed so many high-end products to carve a path for the company's future. She really regarded Leon's abilities highly at that moment. Hearing Iris's praise for Leon, Ashvin's face darkened. As he was feeling frustrated, he finally realized that something was wrong. "Leon, what's the meaning of this? Getting raw materials is clearly my responsibility, but you didn't even tell me before you signed an agreement with the Shear Group yourself. Do you even respect me as a vice president at all?" Ashvin pointed at Leon and shouted, almost losing his temper. "Not too long ago, Leon took his power away over production after overstepping. Just a few days passed, and Leon was doing the same with raw materials. Was Leon trying to take that away from him too?" "Mr. Mercer, I was just trying to keep production going since the materials were lacking. I forgot to notify you. I wasn't trying to overstep myself. Also, we made a bet just now. You can't bite me if I took out the contract. Men should keep to their word. Surely you won't go back on them," Leon said. Ashvin was absolutely furious, finally realizing that he fell for Leon's tricks. However, he agreed to the bet. Even if he was angry, he could not embarrass himself like that. At that moment, Iris realized that Leon overstepped as well. She glared at Leon in frustration. "Mr. Mercer, Leon did this for the company. Even though it's his fault for overstepping his boundaries, it can be forgiven." Iris consoled Ashvin. After that, she felt like she was protecting Leon too much, and added, "Leon, don't ever do this again." "Yes, I won't do it again," Leon quickly assured with a smile. Ashvin's face was red. He already lost the bet, but Iris still protected Leon. It was a tough pill for him to swallow. Chapter 255. "Miss Young, if there's nothing else, I'll be going to the factory," Ashvin excused himself and left the office. Looking at Leon leave, Ashvin clenched his fists tightly. His expression was incredibly dark. A few days ago, Leon took his responsibilities away with production, and now Leon showed him up again. He could not just take that. "Mr. Mercer, you should go back to work," Iris said calmly. She kept on feeling like there was no way Ashvin was free of responsibility regarding Michael scheming against Leon, so she no longer held Ashvin in such high regard. "Miss Young, there are some things I don't know if I should say," Ashvin hesitated before stopping. "What is it? Just tell me, Iris raised an eyebrow, wondering what Ashvin was getting at. Miss Young, I know you want to train Mr. Wolf, it's just that he's way too ambitious. It might not be a good thing for you to bring him up like that. Ashvin said. Ambitious? That's impossible. I know Leon's character very well. He's not that ambitious. Iris said. She lived under the same roof as Leon, and they spent a lot of time together. Could she not know how Leon was? Leon might have some things he wanted, but he was definitely not someone wildly ambitious. There's nothing certain in the world. He's currently in charge of our biggest client, and he controls production as well. Yet, he's still not satisfied, and is trying to get his hands on procurement. If you let him continue, he'll end up holding a lot of power. If that happens, you might even end up being overtaken. Ashvin said calmly. You don't have to twist the truth like that. The fact that Leon is capable is good for our company. Why would he care about doing anything to me? Iris was incredibly unhappy. She knew of the grudges Ashvin had against Leon, so there was no way she would believe in Ashvin. You can't be certain. If it's just Leon, he's not anyone powerful. There's no way he'll pull any tricks. However, he's already working with the Shear Group and has a relationship with them. The four great families of Springfield City have always competed with each other. There are no friends between them, only benefits. Our company's going very well right now, and we may grow into a huge company in the future. If Leon has any change of heart when his power is greater, he might work with the Shears to swallow up our company. Ashvin sneered. That, Iris suddenly fell into silence. The Youngs and the Shears did not have much conflict when it came to business, but the four great families were all around equal in power and were always competing with each other. All of them wanted to overtake the other three families to become the greatest. The Youngs were no exception. Elegante Group was a company under the Youngs. If the company really did manage to become big in the future, it would cause the Youngs' economic strength to soar, jumping to the top. In the same vein, Elegante Group was a sweet piece of meat to the Shears as well. Iris knew very well that, even though she controlled the full shares of the company, the biggest client of the company as well as the exclusive supplier of cosmetics and so much more, Leon actually held a lot of very important things in his hands. If she relied on Leon too much, it would not be hard for Leon to work with the Shears to swallow Elegante up if he betrayed her. Chapter 256. That's impossible. Leon definitely won't betray me. He's not the type of person to do that. Iris said coldly, quickly tossing away her doubts. Most of the company's recent incredible developments were thanks to Leon. Leon was loyally contributing so much to the company, so she could not doubt Leon like that. Leon even saved her life before. He had a great character. If she did not even trust Leon, then who else could she trust? Miss Young, you mustn't let your guard down. Leon doesn't have anything right now, so he's forced to rely on you. Once he succeeds thanks to you, he might end up betraying you. Ashvin did not give up as he spoke, but he was stopped by Iris before he could finish. Stop it? Ashvin, I'll ignore your insults to Leon this time since you've contributed a lot to the company these 2 years, but don't do it again. All right, Go back to work. Iris berated with a cold look on her face. She always faced the business world coldly. Her business skills were not ordinary, so she could tell who was right and who was wrong. She would not believe in Ashvin's slander. That, Ashvin had a dark look on his face, and he was very reluctant, but still left after excusing himself. He walked out of the office, and a sinister smile appeared on his face. He already knew that Leon was brought into the company by Iris, and knew that Iris trusted Leon a lot. It would not be easy to destroy their relationship. However, he did not care. He deliberately said all of that earlier to plant a seed in Iris's heart. Iris might not trust him in the meantime, but as long as Leon did anything wrong in the future, he would continue adding oil to the fire. He believed that Iris would come to his side one day. The business world was like a battlefield. Leon was too inexperienced to fight him. The next few days, Leon threw himself into producing the cosmetics. Since the problem with the spirit dew was solved, and the Sheer group supplied their materials in time, the production at the factory went very well. In just a few days, the first batch of products were done and sent to the Wick group. The Wick group put those products into the market, and it went very well. The news started to spread, and their products did not only greatly increase in popularity, but also lead to a lot of mass buying. Eventually, the supply could not keep up with the demand. With that, Elegante Group stormed into the high-end cosmetics market and took up quite a lot of the market shares. As their profits rose, their orders soared as well. The company was rapidly developing. On a Saturday, Leon gave Janice a call, inviting her out for a meal. Ever since they met in the hotel, Janice had a lot of things she wanted to talk about Leon. She immediately accepted Leon's invitation. At a high-end restaurant in the city, Janice arrived not too long after Leon did. Looking at Janice, Leon felt quite amazed. Janice looked like she purposely dressed up well. She had light makeup on, and was incredibly radiant. She looked even more beautiful than last time. She was in a fitting shirt and a short skirt. Around her beautiful legs were a pair of flesh-colored stockings. Her beautiful figure was incredibly evident. Chapter 257. On top of that, she was very beautiful herself, so she quickly attracted quite a few looks at her. As everyone looked at them, Leon and Janice were led into a room by the waiter. They sat down in front of each other. After ordering their food, the two of them quickly fell into silence. They did not see each other for a long time, so they became somewhat strangers to each other. After a long time, Leon, how have you been the past few years? Janice, how have you been? Leon and Janice tried to break the silence at the same time, and they asked the same question without knowing. After asking that, both of them were stunned, not expecting such a coincidence. Janice could not help but laugh, revealing her sweet smile. Why are you following me? Janice rolled her eyes at Leon. That, Leon scratched his head awkwardly, it's probably because we haven't seen each other for so long, but I don't know what to say. Same here. I actually had so much I wanted to ask you, but I forgot about it the moment I met you, Janice said demurely. That's right. Time passes, and things change. I haven't seen you in so many years, and it feels like time. Really is unforgiving. Leon could not help but lament. What do you mean time is unforgiving? You're not even that old. Can you stop acting like you're a poet? Janice was amused. After that, she seemed to think about something, and she said, "What is it? Are you not over your divorce?" "That's definitely not the case. I was a little sad at the start, but I've already gotten over it. I actually feel like it's a good thing," Leon shrugged and said. "A good thing?" Janice found it strange. During the gathering, she found out that Leon got a divorce not too long ago. She thought that Leon would be sad, and she even thought of how she could console Leon. Yet, Leon seemed to have gotten over it without a single word from her. "You don't know it, but I lived like a piece of trash with the Mansons. I even lost my dignity as a man," Leon laughed at himself, briefly telling Janice what happened. "Your ex-wife is so despicable. You were loyal to her, but she went seducing another man. She even kicked you out of the family. How vicious." Janice seemed very angry for Leon's sake. Leon smiled, not saying anything. If he had not been kicked out of the Mansons, he would not have coincidentally saved Iris, and he would not have found out about his inheritance. It was probably fated. There was nothing to complain about. Janice suddenly remembered something. "That's right, Leon. What was up with Cynthia Shear at the hotel? Is she your new girlfriend?" "Of course not. She's a Shear, a noble woman. There's no way she's my girlfriend," Leon shook his head and said. "Then why were you dating her at that hotel?" Janice was curious. "You misunderstood it. I was meeting her for a business deal. It wasn't a date," Leon explained simply. "So that was it? I thought that you were so amazing that you managed to get with someone like that. It shocked me." Chapter 258. Cynthia realized that she overthought things. After all, Leon was just an orphan. He did not have much of a background. Furthermore, Cynthia was the jewel of the Shears. She's not just immensely beautiful, but rich and powerful as well. She had so many men after her, so how could she have her eyes on the ordinary Leon? "Janice, what are you working as right now?" Leon asked, wanting to know more about Janice. "Oh, I went into a big company after I graduated. I got quite lucky, and I'm already a department manager. I make a few thousand a month." Janice was a bit pleased with herself. After that, she remembered Leon's situation, and she said, "Leon, I remember you mentioning that you're a presidential secretary at a cosmetic company. That position isn't too bad, but a secretary still usually handles errands in the end. It's mostly a woman's job, and there's not much power for you, nor will you have much of a future. It's not a good long-term plan." Saying that, Janice paused for a moment before adding, "I have quite a good relationship with the head of my department. If you're willing, why don't I recommend you to her? She could arrange for you to be a supervisor. If you do well, you'll get the chance to become a manager. It's better than running errands as a secretary." Janice was quite an elite at the moment. She knew the position of a secretary very well. If it was a female secretary, it would be easier to get the recognition of the higher ups. However, a male secretary was another matter. Other than running some errands, the future was very bleak. Leon was still young. If he wasted his youth on a job without a future, it would have it harder in the future. "There's no need, thank you for your kind thoughts. My job is quite good, I don't have any plans on getting a new job for now," Leon shook his head with a smile. "That. All right, everyone has their plans. If you're looking for a new job in the future, you can look for me," Janice stopped there. To her knowledge, most presidents of companies were men. She could not understand why Leon was willing to be a man's secretary. It was too strange. Of course, if he knew that Leon was working for an amazing beauty, the most beautiful of the four great beauties of Springfield City, she would have understood Leon. Leon and Janice both ate as they talked. There was a lot of laughter as they seemed to relive their college days. They quickly got closer, returning to how they were before. "Waiter, bill please." After they ate, Leon waved for a waiter. "Sir, hello. Your bill will be $500. Will you be paying by cash or credit?" The young waitress smiled politely. "What? 500? It's so expensive." Janice was shocked. Even though she was the department manager at her company with a salary of a few thousand, $500 on a meal really was a bit too luxurious. "Miss, we're one of the best restaurants in Springfield City. 500 is really not too expensive," the waitress still sounded polite, but there was a look of disdain in her eyes. Initially, she saw that Janice was demure and incredibly pretty, so he thought that Janice and Leon were from some rich family. Yet, it seemed like they were just some commoners. They really did not know their palace, coming to such an expensive place when they had no money. Chapter 259. "I'll pay by card." Leon did not care and gave the waitress his card. There was still more than 10 million in that account, so 500 was nothing to him. Looking at the card in Leon's hand, the waitress was shocked. Anyone who could eat at a high-end restaurant like this was usually someone rich. Quite a few of those rich heirs would use cards from River City Bank. Even though she could not recognize the Supreme card, she still knew the significance of River City Bank. Suddenly, she was incredibly shocked. She could not stop herself from being thankful that she maintained a polite attitude. If she said anything offensive, she would probably lose her job. "Leon, you're not in that great of a financial position. You'll need your money for many things in the future. Let me pay for this." Janice hurriedly took the card back and passed it to Leon. After that, she took out the phone and asked to transfer the money. "No need, I'm treating you this time. How could I make you pay? Honestly, I don't really need money at the moment," Leon passed the card back to the waitress. "You don't need money? Don't joke around. I know of your situation. You still need to get a house, a car, and a new girlfriend. All of those need money. Surely your salary can't afford it?" Iris rolled her eyes at Leon. She knew that Leon was just a regular salary man. His salary must not be that high. Leon did not have any parents either, so he would need to rely on himself for any expenses. She did not want Leon to go broke. Hearing that, the waitress had a strange look on her face. Even though she did not know who Leon was, the fact that Leon had a River City bank card meant that Leon at least had millions in his account. How could someone like that not be able to afford a house and a car? Instead, Janice, who felt like $500 was expensive, tried to pay for the meal. She could not understand what Janice thought. Was she just stupid? "Miss, I feel like we should just let him pay." The waitress could not bear the sight any longer. She swiped the card before returning it to Leon. Outside the restaurant, Janice smiled apologetically, "Leon, you must have really broken the bank this time. If I knew this restaurant was so expensive, I'd have asked to eat somewhere cheaper instead." "It's fine," Leon smiled, not explaining things. He changed the topic, "Janice, it's still quite early. What are you planning to do? I have some time today, I could keep you company." "That's great, I feel like going shopping for some clothes and cosmetics," Janice smiled and said. "Let's go, then. I'll bring you there in my bike," Leon pointed at his bike not far away. Janice looked at where Leon pointed, and she had a strange look on her face, "That's yours. Isn't it too girly? Why didn't you buy something manlier?" "Oh, I didn't buy this. Someone gave it to me. Even though the color is a bit strange, it's quite good in other way," Leon explained. Janice had a look of realization, lamenting inside that Leon really was in a bad state financially. Otherwise, a man like Leon wouldn't be willing to ride a bike like that. Chapter 260. Janice, traffic's quite bad in the city. It's not easy to find any parking, so a bike's more convenient. You can leave your car here for now. Once we're done shopping, you can come back to get it, Leon knew that Janice drove over. It was much less convenient than his bike. "Oh, all right," Janice nodded. After that, Leon brought her away. Fuller Mall was a shopping mall that was close to the restaurant. After Leon parked his bike, he walked into the mall with Janice. Both of them shopped around. Seeing a large clothing brand, Janice pulled Leon inside. The shop was not a big international brand, but it was still well known within the country. It was a mid to high end brand. It was a very large place, split into both the menswear area and the women's wear area. Janice dragged Leon into the menswear area. "Janice, didn't you want to buy some clothes? You should go to the women's wear area, why did you bring me here?" Leon was curious. "I wanted to see if there was anything that suited you here," Janice smiled. Leon spent so much at the restaurant earlier. She planned on transferring the money to Leon, but she was worried that she would hurt Leon's pride. So, she thought about it and decided to buy Leon some nice clothes. It would be compensating Leon without hurting Leon's pride. "All right, I don't have enough clothes anyway. I really should be buying some more," Leon nodded. At that moment, a young female employee walked over with a smile, "Sir, miss, hello. What kind of clothes are you looking for?" "Any kind, why don't you recommend some for me?" Leon said. "All right, come with me," the girl led Leon over. After some recommendations from her, and with Janice's help, Leon quickly picked out a few outfits. "Leon, why don't you go try them on?" Janice said with a smile. Leon nodded, bringing the clothes into the changing room. Clothes really made a man. Leon was tall and quite handsome. With those clothes on, he looked a lot better. Janice's eyes shone brightly, unable to stop herself from revising her opinions on Leon. Back then, Leon's family situation was not the greatest. He always dressed up ordinarily, and never stood out. Yet, once Leon put on those clothes, she noticed that Leon was quite good looking. He looked manlier the more she looked. Even the girl next to them stole a few glances. "Leon, all of them suit you quite well. However, comparatively, that blue suit looks the best. She should buy that one," Janice smiled. Those clothes were all quite pricey. The cheapest was at least $500. The blue one was over $700. It was a bit expensive, but Jancy wanted to pay Leon back, so she planned on buying it as a gift. "One's too little. I want all of these," Leon pointed at a few outfits and said casually. "What?" Janice was shocked. Her smile quickly froze on her face. Those clothes would cost $3,000 to $4,000 altogether. Even if her salary was not that bad, and she had quite a bit of saving, she could not really bear to spend so much on a few clothes.